Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have a couple of whites to review today, one from Oregon and one not from Oregon. Let's start with the one from Oregon. This was the 2010 Christom Pinot Gris from Willamette Valley. Christom, the producer. This was a $21 bottle of wine, 13.5% alcohol. I thought it was solid. I thought it was well made. It had nice acid. And I love the way Pinot Gris goes from kind of a generic quaffer in Italy to kind of an interesting wine in America.
Pinot Gris that they're making in Oregon is a different creature. It's got much more character. It's a little heftier. It's very nice. It comes with a slightly higher price tag as well. But this had a little smokiness, richer, more complex, a nice crisp finish. I like this wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more Pinot, less Gris, I thought. Our second wine was the 2011 Mât des Dames. And Mât is a farm in French, colloquial. And Dames, of course, are women. So the 2010 Farm of Women, Mât des Dames, it was a Grenache Blanc. It was from the Languedoc, from a place called Béziers. And apparently, this farm has three generations of beautiful daughters. I love this property already. I need to go visit.
It sounds like a fairy tale.
Exactly so. $23. A bottle of wine, only 110 cases made. I thought it was salty, briny, minerally, some gravel. It was bracing. The funny thing was, here's my question for you. Most times in white wines, you find some kind of apples. And in this, I found no apples.
No, this was like oyster yeah. shells, as you said, briny, zippy, stony. If you're trying to make a comparison, sort of akin to Muscadet, though not quite.
Chacolí, maybe?
Maybe Chacolí. I mean, not necessarily what you think about with Grenache Blanc, but I loved this wine. And I didn't need the fantasy or the fairy tale of the Mât des Dames.
Meow. I thought this was a very, very interesting wine. And Languedoc, it's unusual for Languedoc, you know, although you find everything, don't you?
Yeah, and not in that specific area. Béziers is near the Mediterranean, and so that changes things a little bit. I mean, the Languedoc is pretty huge, and as you pointed out, you can find a little bit of everything there. There are also people in France who want to be more experimental, perhaps, and they'll go to the Languedoc, where you don't have to sort of play by the rules.
There aren't a million rules made in 17-whatever, so you can grow what you want, blend what you want, create what you want.
That's what exactly. That's a better explanation of what I mean.
It's the wild, wild southwest of France.
Mais oui.
There you have it. So, 2011 Mât des Dames Grenache Blanc, or if you prefer something a little more domestique, you can have the 2010 Christom Willamette Valley Pinot Gris. Two nice whites for the beginning of fall. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.
Salut.